When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here for Hit or Quit, the podcast where we watch the weirdest and wildest reality TV out there. And it's been game show month so far on Hit or Quit. Last week, we watched the new Fox singing sensation, We Are Family. And today, we stayed on the Fox network to talk about the new Rob Lowe hosted game show, The Floor. And now back with us, a woman who makes everything we talk about lava. It's Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited to talk about a show with my, I guess, second favorite host named Rob.
Yeah.
Jenny. You know, you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
I mean, literally. There could be other people named Rob that host a show that I like more than Rob Lowe. So I shouldn't even maybe say second, but he's second to you at least.
Yeah, Rob Lowe is very busy across the Fox family of networks these days. And he
what
is
else
the
is he
host.
Doing?
He's got a lot of shows. So he is host of The Floor, where there are people who are battling in their areas of expertise as they try to identify pictures of things as fast as possible. And Jenny, I love The Floor.
I'm right there with you, Rob. I love The Floor. Okay, here's the thing. Game shows are hard. I don't find all game shows very engaging. Some are... I love playing games. I love games. I'm that girl at the gathering that's like, we should play a game.
Yeah.
I want to be doing activities that, you know, bring us together and talk. So I love games. However, I don't find all game shows super fun and engaging. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, We Are Family last week. I was a little hard on it. It was a little cheesy.
Yeah.
And I just came out of many months of watching some really good, you know, competition style reality television. You know, we had House of Villains was excellent. We had an amazing season of Survivor. We had the unexpected Big Brother reindeer games, which mm-hmm. was super fun. So like, I just came out of like a fall and early winter of like an embarrassment of riches and, you know, We Are Family didn't really do it for me. I wasn't too jazzed about it because when you say, oh, it's like Claim to Fame and The Masked Singer, I'm like, okay, I can get behind that. But it was like the worst part of both shows. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm like tempering any expectations going into The Floor because I'm like, it's another game show. It's also on Fox. Maybe I just don't like watching game shows anymore. I loved The Floor. Yeah. I will say, I don't know that it's like we could talk about this.
I don't know what we're going to talk about.
We can break
this
down. Okay. I mean, like, there's enough. I think we should talk about the concept and like what we saw in these first two episodes. I don't think it's the kind of show that you could do like a recap of every week.
No.
But I thought it's an interesting new concept for a game show. I had a great time watching it, and I'm planning to continue watching it because I thought it was fun.
Set the DVR to record The Floor. It's the new sensation that our short attention span brains have been craving because it's not exactly Jeopardy. Basically, the game of The Floor is we're just going to show you pictures of things. Say what this is.
Yes.
It's flashcards. So, yeah. Here. What is this, Jenny? What is this? What, Jenny, what is this?
Pen.
Yes. What is
the ballpoint pen?
What is this?
A coffee cup.
Yes. Okay.
What else you got? Come on, Rob. Oh, wait. Rob.
Post it.
Yes. Yeah.
Markers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's this is The Floor. This is the floor.
That is
this
a
would
simplification.
Be, yeah.
You're missing all the nuance, but yes, that is essentially what is happening. That is, instead of, you know, trivia questions that you have to answer in the form of a question, like a Jeopardy, it is trivia in that it involves knowing bits about a lot of different things. Yes, you have to have a specialty. Yes, you should probably have one particular thing that you know really well.
Yeah.
But that's not what's interesting about the floor is that alone is not enough to help you succeed. You should actually know
everything.
A fair bit about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But perhaps the best offense is a great defense. And if you have a really strong specialty that is not something that a lot of people know about, that is extra good. But you cannot be good with just being an expert on one single thing.
Right.
Because you gotta battle people. Anyway,
okay.
I think there's a lot of nuance.
Yeah,
to
let's
the show.
Set the stage a little bit for people who are listening who did not watch any episodes of The Floor. The Floor is hosted by Rob Lowe, as we mentioned, and there are 81 contestants to start
nine
off the
nine.
Season. These contestants are basically, did they film all the episodes like in one day, do you think?
No, because they make reference, I think each episode is one day. So,
really?
Because they make...
It
yeah,
seems like
a,
I thought they could
reference.
Film five episodes in a day.
They could. And maybe they do. Maybe
I thought they could film the whole season of The Floor in 24 hours.
So I wondered that. But then, so I watched the last week's episode first to set the stage, right? And then we watched last night's episode, the second one.
Yeah. That one guy
and
is wearing
noticed,
a pink suit in both episodes.
Maybe they have their outfits so that there's like the maybe they have to wear the same thing so it's like they're recognizable throughout the like the show because it's the same people throughout the whole season or whatever. But I don't know if you caught this, Rob, but in this week's episode, there was a lot of reference of I studied. And then
yeah,
I was like,
they do talk a lot about their studying.
I was like, when did you study? And then because the one girl that had gotten bugs. She inherited bugs last week.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah, I've been studying the bugs. And I'm like, when the hell did this girl study bugs? And then at one point someone said, yeah, last night I studied. And so I'm like, okay. So the first episode and there was at least a night between the first episode and the second episode. Now, maybe they bang out like episode 2, 3, and 4 or whatever in one day. And they don't have like a night between every single filming. But in the very least, it seemed like after the first episode, people had a night to themselves to study. So.
Okay. Yeah. I would love to know a little bit more about the production behind the scenes
for
sure. How this all comes
it's gotta
to be.
Such a cheap show to produce, right?
Yeah, well, The Floor is very impressive.
One of my favorite things about this show is it is visually interesting to watch, and it's because there's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will say I enjoyed I was more engaged watching the pictures on the screen and like that part visually engaged, but also as opposed to like watching someone sing, I guess like I just find like visually is more engaging than auditory apparently, but also the music and the sound effects and like
Ooh.
The visual effects, it's giving Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yes. Yes. I could see that.
It's giving like early 2000s reality game shows. Like it's giving, The Weakest Link, like that vibe. And I love it.
We're back. Yeah.
We're back.
So 81 people each have an area of expertise. The randomizer goes, it lights up your square, and then you have to take on a neighboring person in their area of expertise.
Yes. And so
people do not want to get picked by the randomizer.
No, that's where I will say, you know, some people just get screwed because you could have a really like kind of obscure special interest and potentially be safe for a while because people will not pick that because they're like, what the hell? But if the randomizer selects you and you're forced,
you're on the back
to
foot.
Then challenge someone, you like you're there's nothing you can do about that. So that part's rough. The other thing I wanted to ask, you know, your thoughts on, because you do have to challenge someone neighboring, and that can get more complicated as the game goes on, depending on how much of the board you've started to take over. What do you think about the people that are on the edge? Because it's a 9x9 square.
Oh, do you think it's an advantage or a disadvantage to be on the edge?
That's what I wanted to ask your thought. Because I think there was one person in the first episode who got like the randomizer, and they were on the outside. So they had less neighbors to start. Mm-hmm. Where at least if you are not on the edge and you get randomizer, you have one more option.
Yeah.
I guess that's just the name of the game. But like, how did they decide where to place people?
So the floor is a season-long competition, but it's also a competition for each day. Because the person who, after you knock somebody out, you take over their square. And so it's a little bit like a game of like Risk or Othello, where you're trying to take up like as much real estate as you can on the board. The person with the most squares at the end of a given episode wins $20,000. But the person at the end of the season, I guess the last person standing, is going to take home $250,000. So I guess, Jenny, you could potentially like not play the whole season, go up against somebody with 99 squares or 80 squares. And then if you beat them, you win the show.
Yeah.
Like they and like the person who has beaten 80 people, like goes up to you in your area of expertise, which happens to be like a periodic table of elements. Yeah. And if they don't know it, they don't know it.
Then it's like Chris Underwood coming and making a fire.
Yeah.
And sniping, you know, like this person didn't even play. They've just been hanging out in the corner the whole time. Mm-hmm. They just came in.
Not my floor winner.
I mean, but that is still a viable strategy. And that's why I think that this is an interesting show in that, like, you know, there's so many different ways that you can go with choosing what your special interest or whatever your specialty is. And ultimately, it might not even end up mattering because you might not even ever get a chance to prove that category if you get chosen by the randomizer and have to take on someone next to you. But I just like, I wondered if they put any thought into where they placed people on the floor to start, because did they put like obscure stuff like around the edges so that like
we gotta look? We
I
gotta
don't know,
look.
Cause it's like, yeah, it's very interesting.
I'll
and
see I if
love
I can
like,
bring up over here the
it.
If I could bring up an overhead shot of the board.
Yeah,
yeah,
because they. It's visually like, I don't know. It's made for people like me that like need a visual aid. and it's also very family friendly. Like it's like
my kids
getting
were
everything.
Loving the floor.
It is a family show and not in like, you know, a corny way, you know, it's in like in a way that it's like the barrier for entry is low. Mm-hmm. And there's something for everyone.
Yes. Okay. Jenny. Let me ask the question that everybody who's listening is wondering. What is your area of expertise?
Keep wondering, baby, because like I am still stuck. I'm stuck because here's the reality of this, Rob. There is one reason why I think I would be good at this show, and there is one reason why I think I would be terrible at this show. The reason that I think I would be good at this show is I think I have a little bit of like jack of all trades, master of none kind of energy in that like I kind of know like enough to get by about a bunch of different things, which means I don't really have like one very intense. I kind of just like start getting interested in something and go a little bit into it. And then eventually, like, you know, I see a shiny object and I've moved on. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit of the problem. But I do think I know, like, I have a working enough knowledge of a lot of things that I did okay. Like, that's a great thing about the show. You can play along. You can play along with all the categories. So I would do okay. I think I could probably hold my own. The reason I would be terrible at this show.
Yes.
I choke under pressure. Oh. I timed things. My brain blank. Like, I know things. And if I know that it's being called upon me in a quick moment, I don't have any faith. Because what really also helps you in this game, not only knowing a little bit about everything, it's being calm under pressure and being confident. Mm-hmm. Like, just going up there and being like, I know these things. Like, because as soon as you start gapping out or just kind of blanking, and then you panic, you're
panic
wasting seconds.
On the floor.
You're wasting seconds because you only have 45 seconds.
Yep.
And whoever's 45 seconds runs out first, you're eliminated.
Yeah,
and
basically both players have a countdown clock. And when you get the question right, it goes back to the other person. But as you are trying to think of the answer, you are losing time. And if you pass, you lose 3 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. So if you know for sure you don't have it, you can skip or pass or whatever. But you're basically saying, okay, take 3 seconds off. Yes. Which, if you think you're going to take forever trying to come up with it, sure, that's maybe good. But if you're passing and passing and passing, you're just going to lose.
Yep. But Jenny, you have not told us yet what your category would be.
Here's the thing. Okay. And I just don't know if this can be a category because we saw them get a little creative with what they did with some of these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at like word things, like any sort of word game. I'm good. Like anagrams, I'm really good at. Like any sort of word puzzle type thing. That is what I'm best at. But I don't know how you turn that into a category.
Yeah, a category. It's like a type of game they would ask. Okay.
But they could technically do that though, because they could I don't know. We saw them do like blanks.
Yeah.
I need to
I got
do
a pretty
some
good overhead shot
this.
Of the whole screen okay. here. Okay? All right.
If people think I have a specialty just based on what they've heard from me,
all right,
let me know. Because maybe I'm just doubting my specialty.
And they don't re-randomize the things. The things
no,
are in this.
You stay in your spot.
So yeah. I would not say that the edges are particularly obscure. The top row of people, they are international foods, college teams, Oscar winners, spices and condiments, moguls.
Ooh.
What a loser that somebody's like, I'm an expert in moguls. I know everything about moguls. Like, do you think that some people came in with like a bunch of things and they just said, like, all right, well, we already have somebody who does movie trivia. You're going to get moguls.
I wonder if they make you give like a list of like 5 or like 10 things.
I think
so. And then
so.
They assign it to you.
Then somebody had comedians, reality TV, barbecue, and hip hop. That's the top. That's the top edge.
I am a saucy girl. I love condiments.
Yes.
So
I don't know if condiments is up there. Like, I'm trying to think of like some of the most rando things. Nepo babies is one of the categories. We have not seen Nepo babies has not yet been picked.
It came up a lot because I think it was like
nobody
around.
Is taking it.
Yeah. I mean, that's such a like that's a specific like subtype of celebrity, really.
Somebody's
there's the guy that has fashion icons.
Fashion
like
icon.
That's again, it's like
somebody's category is bathroom items. That's their expertise.
Just things you would find in a bathroom?
Yes.
Like, what is that person's package going to be where, like, they introduce them? That's in the bathroom.
Yeah. Is it the lawnmower 3.0?
Like, what do they say when Rob Lowe asks them, like, okay, like, why so bathroom items? Tell me about that. And they're like, I have IBS. I spend a lot of time in the bathroom. When I'm in there, I'm just looking at what's in the room.
Another person has junk drawer items.
Like, what?
I almost feel like that they had the 81 categories and they're like, all right, everybody go stand on a square that you think you know about. Something. Somebody's is brunch.
Just items on
mimosa.
A menu at brunch.
Eggs
I would
Benedict.
Be good at that.
Yeah.
Brunch is my favorite meal to go out for.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you've got, and that's the thing is like, how do they decide how to make any of these like an even enough playing field? Maybe they just don't.
I really think that they like they had the contestants and then they just had like, okay, go in the room and pick something that you could live with.
Do you think they did it like Squid Game style where like they all had to decide on their categories together?
I think so. Like somebody's category is TV show locations. Like you're telling me that somebody's like,
what?
I am an expert in all TV show locations.
Like maybe if you work for a production company or something that like is, I guess if that's your specialty, but like what, how are they going to, it's just going to be pictures of like cities.
I think
like
it's probably going to be like they'll put up on the screen like Frasier, and then you have to say like what city the sitcom is in.
Yeah. Okay. That's not that bad then.
Yeah.
And there was the one category we saw, I think it was in the first episode, where it was like songs about places.
Yes.
And really it just ended up being a fill in the blanks for like I think that kind of stuff, again, I think I would probably be okay with because it's like word association almost.
Yeah.
So you can do stuff where it's just words. It's not really a picture. They can picturize things that aren't really pictures, you know?
Somebody's category is kitchenware.
Okay. I mean, that's less weird to me than bathroom items or junk drawer items.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, a whisk. Like, if you're a chef and you know all of the items. Because there will be some, like, obscure things in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of fun categories. I like my theory that they've just basically, they had the 81 categories ready to go. And then the people just showed up. And then it's like, all right, you're going to be, you're one hit wonders.
I think that maybe it wasn't quite that random, but maybe something in the middle where it's like they had maybe more than 81 options. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had 100 or something. And they had people rank them, like do it in a list.
Yeah.
And they found a way to like go through it and try to give people something that was high on their list, but also make sure that there was enough variance so that there was going to be people that just were going to lose, you know, so that not everyone was like, I'm good at everything. And like, it's just, you're just watching, you know, it's just like a time competition and everyone knows everything.
Jenny, let's talk about the actual episodes we watched. We watched two episodes of The Floor to get ready. And now that we sort of have a basis of understanding, but it goes by very fast.
It flew by.
There are a lot of commercials, I feel like.
There are so... Okay, so I watched the first episode on like 1.5, and I also like... put the commercials on like 3x to speed through the commercials.
Yeah.
And so maybe that one felt like it went by real fast. And then the second episode I watched on 1x and I had to watch the commercials because I was casting it to my TV and I can't do the speed up on the TV.
Yes.
And I did feel like every time I turned around, there was another fucking commercial. Sorry. That's how I felt, right? Like I was like, geez, like, it seemed like there were more commercials in the second episode than the first. I don't know if that's the case. If maybe it was just my experience, but a lot of stop and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they could probably fit a couple more rounds in, right?
I feel like it, but I guess they can only do so many questions like an episode. I don't know how many episodes there's going to be. So actually on Wikipedia, they have all the categories and they have the people who have those categories. And we can tell how many people have been eliminated so far.
There's a Wikipedia. It's been, so I think it was 7 on the first episode, 8 in the second.
Yes. So we're down to, you know, I guess by process of elimination, like how many episodes are going to be in the season? What, 8?
Yeah, because they...
10?
Unless they get slower 10. At the end and they eliminate less people.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia doesn't tell us how many episodes.
I don't think it says how many episodes.
Okay.
Yes. It does tell us it's 43
minutes. Oh, it's from the Netherlands.
Yes.
Originated. Okay.
Yeah. It is an important concept. But so is Survivor.
But only
so
from
is Big
2023.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a John DeMol. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's still very modern. Only started in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! There's so many versions already.
Yeah,
we're late to the game.
Everybody's in on the floor. Okay.
It's a fun concept. It's a fun way to take a trivia style game and make it a little bit more interesting.
Oh, okay. So we do have the dates. How long do you think that it took to film this?
6 days.
5 days. August 2nd to August 6th. And they filmed it in Bray, Ireland. So I guess that they have, it's almost like The Circle. Like they have the set
of they had it set.
The floor, right? And so it's like, how many different countries' versions of the floor can we get?
Exact same set.
Yes.
And so it's cheaper to just fly all of the contestants out and have them stay in a hotel or whatever for a couple of days than to build the set in the US.
Yeah. And imagine you flew all the way to Ireland and then you're like, you play one game and then you're eliminated.
That's great. Then you have multiple days to go look at Ireland, I guess. Go to the freaking pub.
Like Squid Game.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are worse. Listen, I'm biased. I'm Irish. But I think there are worse places to get, like, you know, a couple days of vacation. I'm sure that do you think that they have to pay for the hotel after they get eliminated?
No,
right, the flight for everyone isn't for a couple days. You gotta just hang back.
I think they get a free ride.
Yeah. And that's wild though, because that's a lot of people, but I guess still cheaper than creating your own version.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is a test. This is the trial run. They use the set in Ireland, see what the reception is, and if it's a smash hit, you know what America's doing. They're building their own.
No, we're going to build our own floor?
Yeah.
Now, they've already got a good one here. Just get everybody to Ireland. It's fine.
But maybe it's not sustainable to do it. Because I think that if you have that part figured out, this is a cheap show to produce.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say is little cheap, cheapo depot to go 81 squares. Give us 100. Come on. 10 rows of 10. What are we doing? 9 rows of 9.
Do you feel like maybe they just couldn't like fit that many? I don't know. Like, is like a camera shot thing where it's like you can't visually.
I don't know.
Get that. I don't know.
Maybe it would be too many episodes in the season.
Why not? Yeah. Why 9 by 9 is more interesting.
I don't know. But I like this. It's a game show, but we're going to come back and see these people every week.
Which I don't hate that, you know, because here's the thing. When you start, and this was part of my criticism of We Are Family, and I guess maybe there's a chance that We Are Family also continued with the same people. But it's like when you have a big cast like that,
maybe in the audience
or whatever, audience or whatever. But we have like a big amount of participants like that. Like not everyone is going to be, you know, this person was born to be on TV. So, but the more you see people, the more of their personality you see, the more of a vested interest. It's like when somebody goes on a run on Jeopardy or whatever. Like these are just normies. These are just regular people. But the more you see them and whatever, you get more of a vested interest in them and their character or whatever. So I actually don't hate it as I think I would like the show less if every episode it was 81 new people that I didn't care about. Mm-hmm. Like, I am invested in where does Tom go from here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is every one of them someone I'm going to care about? No. But I did have emotional responses to some of these people.
Okay. What, are you a Tom stan or a Jasper stan?
Oh boy. I think, I don't know if I'm standing either of them. I will say there was one person that I did not care for, and who? I was happy when they were eliminated.
Who? Which person?
This man named Charles.
Charles, the college teacher.
Is that what he was? Yes. I don't remember. I just remember he
and
wouldn't
his area
shake
of expertise
Tom's
was toys.
Hand.
Yes.
He wouldn't shake Tom's hand. And then Tom beat his ass. And that was the moment I started to root for Tom.
Yeah.
Because Chuck was such an asshole.
Is that his like, area of expertise?
Being a jerk? I guess so. Toys? No, it's the jerk store that you go to, that you belong to.
The jerk
they
store called.
And they ran out of him.
Yeah.
you know, I just thought, bro, it's a silly trivia picture show on Fox. Like, get over yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Charles, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
but,
Charles.
Like, you made good TV, I guess. You made me feel something. I was mad when he would not shake this man's hand. He was just like, hey, like, may the best man win. Like, you know, shake my hand. And Charles just said no. He just looked this man in the face and said, I'm not shaking your hand. He's trying to put on like, because they're, you know, they're all trying to have fun with it. Some of them are like doing this intense stare and stuff. I just felt like Charles took it a little too far, refused to shake Tom's hand. And let me tell you, we've heard of Taylor's karma. I'm telling you, there's such thing in the floor
karma?
As Tom's karma. And Tom's karma got his ass, okay? Shake this man's hand next time.
Yeah, how about that?
Or he's coming for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not like hardcore standing Tom, but I mean, pretty impressive run for him.
Pretty impressive run for Tom. I was a little confused about when they end up, like, they beat somebody and it's like, okay, now you've inherited this person's thing. It's like, if you stop playing, then you have to defend that category. Is that what that is?
Okay. So basically, so Rob, let's say like my category is like
waterfowl.
90s waterfowl, or I was going to say 90s alternative bands. I don't know why. And I get the randomizer.
Yeah.
I get challenged by someone who got the random. Say you got the randomizer. And yours is like reality TV hosts.
Okay.
And you take me on. You say, I know a lot about 90s alternative bands. You take me on.
Really?
So then we battle. Yeah. We battle over 90s alternative bands. And you beat me.
Okay.
Because you were a couple years older than me in the 90s. And you just know more.
you didn't then, have to go there, Jenny.
Or wait, sorry. Only a couple.
Yeah.
we're both coherent. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm getting this wrong. I beat you. I eliminate you. But now my category goes away because we've done it.
Yeah.
So now my category is reality TV hosts and you go bye-bye.
Yes.
So that's why it's not as simple as just knowing a lot about one thing because as soon as your thing gets chosen, it doesn't stay out there. You don't get another chance to do that category. It's played once and then it goes away. Your new thing becomes whatever you beat someone.
I really hope that somebody who was on the floor listens to this podcast and then like DMs us with a bunch of like, this is actually how it works.
Yeah, I would love, we really want to know how the choosing of the category worked, because I think that we're onto something in that it wasn't just like people just came up with something and then whatever they said, that's what it was. There was definitely some curating going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Jenny, could we play the floor with patrons on Zoom? Could this work as a Zoom game?
I would need someone who's better with like legit, like
if we have
Zoom
a listener
and logistics
who's willing to who's willing to make this.
Yeah,
we should do this. What would we have? What would be the 5x5?
Yeah,
it we would get 25 people to be in.
Yeah,
the
and
floor.
Then you do it in. I think it's a really fun.
Should we
idea.
Put it on the wheel? Is that what's happening?
You should. You should put that on the Renap wheel for sure. That would be such a fun game for you guys to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or and I don't know.
Or is
if
it a hit or quit game?
It.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are we doing games now? I love games.
Sure. if we could get somebody to help us make the things, because really we would have to like what I'm saying is like my theory of what this is like somebody is making up the 25 categories. Okay.
Yeah. And getting the images ready for each thing.
Right. And hypothetically, I think it would probably work with 4x4. I think we could do it with 16 people and there's 16 categories of pictures. And then basically everybody just take the one that you think you know the best. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody put in your ranked MVP
Rank
choice.
Them, yeah.
And then
Sam
we'll give
Moore
them out.
Decide.
Yes.
So blame him.
And then let's do it.
I think it would be so fun. Here's the thing. I loved watching it. I loved thinking about what I would do and how I would play it and all of that. I don't think I would be good at it. I do think, I think that I'm not a stupid person. Like I do know things, but I freeze up sometimes when the pressure is on and being called upon something. Like I need my knowledge to come out organically, you know?
Jenny, let's talk through the categories we watched in these couple of episodes. Okay.
Yeah.
What were the highlights and what were the lowlights?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So
what was the best one that you had throughout these two episodes?
Like what one was I the best at?
Yes.
I'd actually say there wasn't one where I got every single one. I didn't get it before it was revealed to me.
Yeah.
Right. Cause then that's not really getting it. But I would say I was pretty good at the songs with locations in them.
Okay.
I
like that they keep you on your toes, that sometimes it's like just pictures. Sometimes it's like a little bit of a different format.
Also, I found that I knew enough about some things that I didn't think I knew. Mm-hmm. Like even the sci-fi one, like I would steer clear of sci-fi, like absolutely, like it would be the last thing that I would go near.
Yeah.
And I even knew some of the the people, like some of the characters. I was like, oh my God. So if it just lands, because you're going back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting the right ones come up, like if you're getting like Captain Kirk, if you're getting, you know, Katniss Everdeen or whatever, mm-hmm. like, and
Rocket
you just
Raccoon.
Might get lucky.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Except, although at first I was like, is it Rocky? It's Rocky. Mm. But yeah, I also find I'm pretty good with like brand recognition. So like the logos, the slogans, like I was pretty good at those sorts of things. I think that like one category I might be good at is like they could do like cosmetic brands or like makeup and it's like the packaging without like the like logo or something, or I don't know, like they could do so many things like that. I do like, I really just love how they turned some of these categories into like visuals, because yes, things like dogs and vegetables, you can do a literally just a picture of that thing. But they had to get a little creative with some of these, like the books.
Mm-hmm.
They did like the cut, like they just had a visual of a book and then they just like had, it was like fill in the blanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But some of the categories, just more so the categories themselves delivering, were just provided some funny moments where like, funny moments in that they were completely relatable, where like people just like blacked out and just had no idea what like very common things were.
Mm-hmm.
Which I felt like would be my fate. I forgot what the word table was once, Rob.
You forgot the word table on
this? Yeah, this is the second time I've brought this story up in like a podcast in like the last month or two. I think I also mentioned this on the B&B. Sometimes, you know, when just sometimes a common word, your brain just, you have a brain fart and you're like, what is that called when you da 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 da? I forgot once upon a time what a table was. I was like, come on, you know, you like, you sit at it and see. So, you know,
yeah,
I just feel
it's
like
almost like you're playing like the $25,000 pyramid with yourself. It's like a thing that you sit at. People eat their breakfast at.
It's got four
come on.
Legs. Yeah. Yeah. That's literally what my brain does to me sometimes.
Yeah.
So I like when they did tools in the first episode and they didn't know what nails were.
Yeah. Screws.
They didn't know what nails were. That was really funny. Someone called pliers, tweezers, just little things like that, which under pressure in a high stress situation where you got to be quick, clock is ticking, you know, money's on the line. I could understand making those mistakes because the brain is very complicated.
So I killed it at cereal.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I will say I was good at a lot of the cereal, and then we got into a bunch that we don't have in Canada. Because I saw them after and I'm like,
yeah, did not know Mueslix.
Mueslix?
Yeah.
The hell is Mueslix? And we also don't have, what was one of the other, like one of the, because even we don't have like Count Chocula, but I knew that one obviously. There were a couple other ones that we don't have, but I recognized them. But then there were a few where I'm like, never heard of this in my life. You guys call corn pops sugar pops?
I think
is
we
that
have
what they were called?
No, I think we have corn pops and then we have honey smacks.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking
maybe.
Of.
Maybe. Yeah.
Honey smacks. I've never heard of honey smacks in my life.
Yeah.
That sounds like a slang word for like a street drug or something.
Whoa.
Give
well,
me
I
some
mean,
of them
smack is
honey smacks. Well, smack is, but like it's like a type of drug, you know?
Yeah.
Like the honey smacks.
Jenny
shouldn't be advertised to children.
Yes. I see that you have the Arctic Monkeys t-shirt on.
Yes. I put it on for a reason, baby.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad you noticed, Rob. I wasn't sure. That was my test.
Two weeks in a row that the hit or quit gods have brought you something in your wheelhouse.
Exactly. Yes. So that one I found pretty easy.
Bands.
The bands, because I wasn't sure how they were going to, was it just going to be pictures of members? Oh,
wow.
Pictures of members. Somebody get Dr. Mike on the line.
Hey,
that's his specialty.
Knock, knock. Yeah.
Knock, knock. I'm on the floor. I didn't know what they were going to do for bands, but they did like a cool little like visual puzzle type thing where it's like a visual representation of the name. So you had like a bunch of monkeys in the Arctic. It's Arctic Monkeys. There was like a stone rolling down a hill, rolling stones. Like it was clever. I liked that. And it's not often that one of my favorite bands is being is a category on a game show on mainstream television.
I have to be honest, I am not familiar with the work of the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, okay. So they're from the UK. They've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very fun. I don't know. They're so good. They're so good. There are a couple other bands that I really like and I've seen live. Like there was Vampire Weekend. Like what was some of the other ones?
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't all like classic rock. Like you see that and you're like, okay, you're going to get Rolling Stones. You're going to get the ones everyone knows. Like you're going to get the Beatles. You're going to get, I can't even remember some of the options, but there were like a few more like contemporary, like, you know, 2000 and later, bands. So I thought it was good. Were you good at that category?
The bands?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I did really well at that one.
They mentioned Arcade Fire. That's a Canadian band.
Yes.
That was like and you know, I think it's probably fun to come up with the graphics for this, where it's like trying to come up with things that you can make the clues for. I think that's a fun part.
Yeah. I did not like the bugs.
I hated the bugs. Mm-hmm. I would have been like poor Natalia, who inherited the bugs and is terrified of bugs and then had to study them. So that
how did they study?
Prepare.
Is it like Claim to
they
Fame?
Probably just
like,
went on Google.
And we thought that there was like a room on Claim to Fame where they had like books and stuff, but
yeah,
I don't know if that was
no,
a really... Just... Gabriel said that wasn't really a thing.
So again, after the first episode, it sounds like there was a night between. So maybe the first day of filming was a long one. They just did the one episode. They must have gone back to their hotels. And I'm sure they have their phones.
I guess so.
So do you think that Natalia like, okay, well, just that yeah. night
the person
just
next
was
to me
on
is a
Google?
You know, yeah. one hit wonders. Let me look them all
yeah.
up.
Well, that's the thing. Because like one, if you played that day and you inherited a new category that you had not come in prepared for, mm-hmm. you definitely should study that because you are going to have to do it at some point, probably.
Yeah. So Jenny, maybe they filmed two episodes a day.
Yeah.
If there's going to be like 8 or 10 episodes. And
I think
filmed...
they did the first one was one day and then they started like banging through a couple in a day.
You think so? Because that one yeah. guy is wearing the same suit.
But
maybe it took a long time to film the first one.
Or maybe did you notice if other people were wearing the same outfit? Was Jasper wearing his same outfit?
I do not recall.
Because the thing is like that guy just has a very memorable pink suit. So you might just be like, oh, he's wearing that very memorable pink suit again, but maybe they're all in the same clothes.
I think like they're all in the same clothes so far.
Which it's fine if there's that many of them.
Ironically, like, yeah, the guy who's wearing the pink suit is his area of expertise is fashion icons.
Exactly. And I think that he's long game.
Mm-hmm.
Is there the floor edgic? Because
I don't
I
know.
Have a candidate for
yes. Who?
Like, I think, listen, Jacqueline's story is not over.
Jacqueline.
Do you remember Jacqueline?
Remind me of Jacqueline.
Jacqueline was the one who was challenged by Anne. Anne was the girl
yeah,
from
okay,
Fargo.
Yes.
And then Jacqueline.
TV host was their area of expertise. Yes.
But we got like a little bit more confessional stuff from her where Jacqueline's like, it's kind of like chess and I play effing chess. And like, we got like some, like, I don't know. We just got like a few sound bites from Jacqueline where she's like,
yeah,
it just feels like it was giving like,
yeah.
like queen mother. She's coming back. Like
she was a little shady, Jenny, towards there's this one guy that his thing is technology. And she's like, well, that guy, he looks like he's seen a lot of technology over in his time. Am I right?
It was like when I said that you were a couple years older than me in the 90s, yeah. right? Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like she's the diva, you know, but she played it interestingly. Like she inherits. So she beats Anne and Anne mm-hmm. came in hot. She's like, I'm a trivia champion. There's no reason I shouldn't just win this whole thing, which it's like, oh, that's not a good clip to get. You know,
yeah.
If we get that, she's going home. It's like the classic Survivor editor. As soon as someone starts talking themselves up, it's like, oh, good episode. So Anne gets eliminated. Jacqueline inherits musicals, and Rob Lowe loves asking people how they feel about the category they've inherited. And emergent gameplay from Jacqueline here, where she says, I'm not going to reveal how, like, either way. She's yeah. stone-faced. She's not letting the rest of them know whether she feels good or bad about musicals. Because either way, if there's a question of it, that gives them reason to avoid her for a little while. Because it's like, I don't know either way. I thought that was genius. And she makes the decision to go back to the floor. Because that's the other element that they have mm-hmm. to, you know, decide on where it's like, okay, you want a duel and you have the choice to stay up and challenge somebody else, or you can return back to the floor. And, you know, the $20,000 per day is like, you know, staring you in the face. It's like, oh, do you want some like quick cash?
Yeah.
Or do you want to stay in it for the long haul? And Jacqueline says like, I'm going to fly under the radar. Like, yeah. I'm trying to win the whole thing.
But I think that was smart because she's all the way on the other side of the board. Like, I'm looking at her where she is. She's all the way on the left-hand side where Jasper is, like, up in the... it's like the Game of Thrones.
He's
in the upper right hand corner. And I'm not sure where Tom is.
No, he's on the lower right. So
yeah,
I'm pretty sure. So all of the big
toys and sci-fi and stuff that was going on down there.
Three guys on the right side that had really started picking up some territory, and it was Jasper and then Greg, who got ultimately eliminated by Tom. So there's a lot going on the right side of the board. Jacqueline's chilling.
Jasper and Tom are on a collision course, I think.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You think that's that's coming to a head soon?
Yeah. So for Jacqueline, like she's not gonna get five right. She has, like, mathematically, she can't even get more than Jasper or Tom in this episode.
Exactly.
There's only like two.
If you're
rounds
not even
left.
Close enough to pick up multiples at a time, because that you're connected to on the board.
So, and I was going to say that the woman at the end of the episode who got eliminated, Adina, who took on Tom. Yeah, I guess that made sense that, like, I'm like, oh, well, he said sci-fi was his area of expertise. But if she beats him, she gets the 20K.
Yeah, like that's like an easy buck, and he could have been bluffing.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. It's interesting. You can just lie and be like, you know, oh, I really know this thing, and hope that people avoid you because of it, or you know what I mean? I just thought it was like the fact that, listen, it's not the most strategic thing you'll ever watch in your entire life, but
it was
a game show with the potential of strategic element. There were decisions to make there, you know, you could deceive, like you have to make choices. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really had a good time with this, Rob.
We did. We love the floor. All right. Yeah. So we'll be watching. I don't know if we'll be podcasting more about the floor unless we hear from some of the contestants, but
yeah,
we love
it. It's kind of hard to say, because it's like, how much can you say each, like, week to week? It's like, oh, let's do a deep dive in like how many more pieces.
I'm glad we talked about it. I loved it.
But I think that it's an interesting new concept for a show that is worth talking about. For the people that had already watched it, and also the people that haven't watched it yet, to give them a little bit of an insight on like what it was, to check it out, because there's not a lot of TV on right now.
Yeah.
If you want like an easy, light, fun evening watch game show, listen, can't recommend it more.
And we would like more, because basically we don't have a thing to hit or quit next week.
Yeah, it's like a weird, weird time. Like, everything is in February. Like, reality TV, you know, like the networks were just like, January, take a hike. Mm-hmm. You get nothing. I mean, obviously there's stuff going on, like the Traitors, like, you know, what else is happening? There's that new show that's on Netflix. There's things happening, but they have other homes. Where's the weird shit, you know? Like, where's the stuff for Rob and Jenny?
Mm-hmm. Such a good question.
What are we hitting? What are we quitting, babes? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. So we don't know what we're going to cover. If you have an idea for us to cover something, let us know. At Rob Sestrino, at Jenny Autumn. Let us know, and we'll be back. Otherwise, if we have no new show to talk about next week, I think we're going to take a bye week.
Take a pause. Good things come to those that wait, I think, is what people say. But if there's something that we have had a blind spot to, I would love to know about it. There's definitely stuff coming down the pipe, and I'm very excited to see what's coming down the pipe. But it seems like next week is a little light. So if nothing comes up, then maybe we just do a little baby yatis.
Okay.
But right. I will say, like, props to the hit or quit, like, people that people were mentioning the floor before we even really, you know, got ourselves tuned into it. So that's why we rely on the people.
All right.
This is the people's podcast.
The people's podcast. That's right. Because we hit or quit based on what the people are telling us.
Yeah, we care.
Jenny, what's coming up for you?
Rob, this is, in terms of podcasting right now, like this is really what's going on. It's a very busy time in my day job, so it's probably for the best that January is a little bit lighter. We had a very fun time on the weekend doing the Traders Rehab. If anyone has been under a rock and hasn't checked that out, check that out on YouTube. It was like 5 hours. Very, very fun time. Other than that, I'm just enjoying the new year. I'm not a big new year like person, like new year, new me kind of person. But yes. I will say, I feel like really good like about how this year has started.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah. But I don't know. I just feel refreshed. And so I hope that it's a great year for Hit or Quit too. I hope that we get some good shows.
Yeah.
Or bad shows that are good to talk about.
I hope so too. I think we get a lot of fun stuff coming in February.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's okay. We're already, 10 days into January? We can figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
But I had a good time. I had a good time with the floor. It was really
fun. We love the floor. Okay. Yeah. So let us know what you want to see us cover next time here on Hit or Quit. Until then, I'm Rob Cesternino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.